Just one more try, please. Zach King sat on a swivel chair, hunched over a counter full of seemingly ordinary household objects. A light-up yo-yo, an umbrella, a 24-foot tape measure, a pair of fuzzy dice, and a snow globe from San Francisco. One of these, Zach felt sure, had to be his magical object. He pushed his black hair out of his eyes and looked up at his teacher, who also happened to be his dad. They were in the basement of his home. The Kings lived at the end of a private road, down a long, overgrown gravel driveway, in an ordinary-looking white and red farmhouse. Their home wasn't hidden per se, but you definitely had to know where to look if you wanted to find it. Zach's parents had converted the downstairs into a classroom for Zach and his younger sister, Sophie. They were both homeschooled because their family wasn't like most other families, and Zach and Sophie weren't supposed to grow up to be like other kids. The Kings were magic. Their entire family, from both of Zach's parents to his aunts, uncles, cousins, and nephews. Everyone was magical, it seemed, except for Zach. He was already 11, and try as he might, day after day after day, he had yet to find his magical thing, the object that would unlock his magic abilities. Zach looked out the sliding glass window, which offered a view of their backyard. He saw his mother setting up picnic tables for tomorrow's big family reunion. Zach was absolutely determined to figure out what his magic was before his whole extended family arrived. "I don't know," Mr. King glanced at his old-fashioned wristwatch, a bronze timepiece with a faded engraving of an eagle in the center. It was his father's magic object. He could use that wristwatch to turn back time. "Maybe we should call it a day. I promised your mother I'd help her get ready for the party tomorrow." "Come on, Dad," Zach pleaded. "One more time. That's all I'm asking for." "All right," Mr. King said, giving in. "I suppose I can make time for one more go." Mr. King furrowed his brows and slowly gave his swatch dial a turn. Zach felt that familiar static-like tingle as he noticed the clouds outside reversed course and rolled back past the sun. The glass of juice that Zach had just drunk filled back up. The apple he snacked on became magically whole again. The digital display on the entertainment center started counting backwards, while the hands on the antique cuckoo clock turned counterclockwise. A carved wooden cuckoo bird flapped backwards above Zach's head before returning to its house-shaped clock. And like that, Zach and his dad had a few extra minutes to find Zach's magic. He focused his attention on a shiny silver flashlight and lifted it out of the box like he was picking up a sharpened sword. "This is it," he said hopefully. "I know it." "Maybe," Mr. King said. "Give it a shot." Zach took a deep breath and switched on the flashlight. He swept the beam over everything in sight, waiting for something amazing to happen. He had no idea what exactly he was hoping the flashlight could do, but it had to have some sort of magical power. It had to. Zach gripped it tightly in both hands. He focused all his energy out of himself and into it, just like his parents had taught him to do. He imagined the flashlight cutting through solid objects like a laser blade and then having X-ray powers. He wanted it so badly to work, but it didn't. The flashlight was just a flashlight. It just lit things up. "Oh well," Mr. King said. "It was worth a try." "No, wait." Zach gripped the flashlight even tighter. His hands were starting to hurt. "Give it time." The flashlight's beam landed on a vacuum cleaner resting in the corner. All at once, the vacuum roared to life. The vacuum started zooming around the room by itself, its headlights glowing like cat's eyes. Zach dropped the flashlight. "Yes," Zach exclaimed. "I knew it. Look at it go." The vacuum was a deluxe model built by one of Zach's uncles, who was something of a mad scientist magician. It was way more powerful than the average vacuum. It had been built to clean up even the most dangerous of magical messes, but it had never operated by itself before. "I'm doing this," Zach thought, "by magic." "Are you seeing this?" he asked his dad. "Uh-huh," Mr. King said. Waving the flashlight like a wand, Zach tried to control the self-propelled vacuum cleaner, but he hadn't yet gotten control of his new powers, he guessed. The machine came charging at him, sucking up dirt and dust and potato chip crumbs from the carpet as though it was starving.